ESPN 97.5. KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gao Media station.
Sounds fascinating.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? I'm two coffees up and I'm feeling good. It's Nick, it's Barry, it's Joel, it's The Usual Suspects. Checking in with y'all to take you home for the next 3 hours. Good to have you along for the ride. Fasten your seatbelts and away we go. Fellas, what's going on?
What's up?
What up?
All good in the neighborhood. Nick?
What's going on? How y'all doing?
Good to have you back.
Yeah.
Are you all good to go for the transition surgery?
I knew you were going to go down that road. I was just waiting for you to do it.
I mean, everyone pinned that on me when I was gone, so I figured fair was fair.
The biggest mistake I made, and I realized it right when I said it, was revealing that it was a doctor's appointment.
Yes.
As the reason why.
You screwed up. Yeah. You should have said it was a doctor's appointment for my dog.
I'll tell you who I shouldn't have told. Mike Liebeschock, because boy, was he hitting me up with text messages about herpes and all kinds of crap.
Really?
Yeah. He's like, is it a flare-up? What is it? Is it a flare-up? Are you sure?
I may have had lunch with him yesterday.
Yeah, I figured you're the one who fueled that crap.
I've incited that a little
bit. Like 10 texts from Mike Liebeschock about my herpes and flare-ups and stuff like that.
Okay. Fair enough.
So I have you to thank.
Can we just stop this show right now?
Sure.
Oh, way to get the momentum started and then just crap all over.
I need everybody to go to ESPN975.com, pull up the live stream so you can follow along. What the hell is going on behind us?
The more important people are behind you.
What is cutouts this of on more the important brick people. Wall?
Yeah, Fred and AJ. Cutouts.
Why? Yeah,
love Howard Hill was lobbying for his own cutout. I love that part.
Yeah, but
it's super creepy.
They're looking right at you.
Look how big AJ's head is. Yeah. That's not even half of its real size.
I just said I needed a hat or something because I got to cover up some grills before we go on.
What is this for? Is this always going to be there being creepy like that?
We feel like the studio is a bit plain.
Okay.
And so we're gonna add some decor. We're gonna spice it up in here.
So get some pictures for the wall.
Did you notice that Nick said we feel?
Yeah.
Like the marketing we've been doing right now is something that we feel like we need to be doing better.
I feel like my parents are watching me do radio and judging me. That's what with Fred and AJ over our shoulder, it's like they're judging us.
I feel like they're looking right at me.
I know they listen and judge us anyways.
Oh, yes.
But I feel like now this is just one step closer to them being in studio, sitting in a chair, watching us as we do our show.
Literally, it's like while you were saying that before you got to that point, I was on the same page. I'm going, someone should just play Rockwell. I always feel like somebody's watching me because they're right over our shoulder.
So are all of us getting cutouts?
Well, I think someone lobbied for that earlier today.
Raheel?
Yeah, but I don't know if that's actually going
to
happen.
Yeah, start with his. Let's get his done and see how that works, and then we'll worry about if we need to get more.
I actually agree with him. I think the whole lineup should be there.
I agree, because you'll never see Charlie.
Wow, 3 minutes into the show.
Yeah, come on, man.
Fantastic.
Because we've got this gray wall, you could make it look like there's a window there, and then maybe something going on outside. Some couple banging on a park bench or something.
What are you, Serge from Beverly Hills Cop? You're like the interior designer
now?
Yeah,
we'll get some.
My name is Barry. I'd like to put a window here, and I'd like some clothing over here that would it just accelerate the
some
entire
fake
atmosphere.
Ivy. Some fake ivy for the brick wall, like it's
would
Wrigley.
Would you like an espresso with a lemon twist? Stop it right now. It'll be fun. We'll put some flowers on the table. Come on.
It's pretty good, actually.
Like a window with some dressing, maybe some curtains. It'll be perfect.
Oh, the finger movement. That was
Go from here?
That capped it off.
Yeah.
I don't, like, right now, and then they put a sticky note on Fred's junk.
I know, I was going to ask, what's that yellow square?
It says, do not touch. And it's on Fred's junk. No worries. No one's touching his junk.
I thought it was going to say, stop by the Eros. Yes. To get your enhancements.
Broken. Yeah. It just says broken, and they put it over his junk. I don't know.
Eros will make sure that your area right here is always ahead of the game.
I feel like I just, this is, it's going to be super creepy with all the faces up there.
And we got to get you in an Abercrombie t-shirt.
No.
And we're healing some Lululemon pants, right, Joel?
Yeah. Yeah. But again, you won't you see him. You in some Packers gear.
Joel will be in his
Aaron
gym
Rodgers
clothes.
T-shirt.
His gym
I
clothes.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And Nick will be in whatever the hell.
You'll be in an Abercrombie t-shirt pushing a lawnmower.
Look at Nick pushing it away from him. Yeah. I like the lawnmower thing.
His old man clothes. Nick is in his hush puppies and whatever. Whatever tough
Nick's
skins.
Nick's boat shoes?
Yeah, whatever tough skins he's wearing that day. He'll be in there too. Old ass recycled Goodwill clothes.
Nick holding the dinghy. He's got the dinghy from the SS Minnow or something.
They're not recycled. People brand new garbage. That's all it is.
People, homeless people are offering Nick clothes. Like, hey, you want to wear some of these? You can have mine.
There's no hole in your shirt. I got it.
Sorry, I didn't mean to get us off track, but that was.
You can't help yourself when you see two massive cutouts that's never been in the studio before.
It threw me a little.
I like
is
the
all
fact
I'm
that
saying.
Charlie goes, I never looked over my shoulder. I didn't even notice because I walked in. And go, what the hell is that? He's like, I never even noticed. I'm like, How did you not notice that?
He noticed it.
Man, if we're doing a cutout and some other things that we're talking about, I got to start.
Making myself
throw up after I eat or something. I don't condone that, by the way.
Just get a fathead.
There's two of them right behind us. Mark that.
I'm going to get blamed for that, even though I didn't say it. So just mark that.
Words of Barry Laminack.
And Barry, you know somebody's going to go, I'm going to text AJ.
Yeah, they're right now they're texting AJ. But that could be our first best of that we play in the next show. Just play that right there. Whatever. I ain't scared. They're going to talk mess about me. I don't care. When mine goes up, believe me, they're going to have plenty to say about my stupid face.
Well, AJ crashed the show that Joel was out on.
Yeah.
For a segment and messed with you.
He
and I thought that was funny.
He just comes in and he's like, hey, how's the funny chuckle hut?
I kind of wanted it to happen.
He did it yesterday,
though.
Too, though. He kind of bled into another segment. He was in during the break and then kind of wouldn't want to leave when we came back.
He's so judgy. He's very judgmental.
Judgy? That's what you're going to use that
He's
word?
He's judgy.
He's judgy?
Yeah, I can't use the words that I would normally
say. Now, was he lying? Was he lying when he said he was a stand-up comic at one point? Or was
he's
joking? Or
okay, so I'll say this. He's done stand-up, but that's what he's told me. I have not seen it.
Oh, so you question whether or not he's even done it.
No. I'm saying he's...
He's saying you're a liar, AJ.
No, I'm saying he told me he's done stand-up. I believe he's funny enough so that I believe that he's done it. But I've never seen him on stage with a mic.
Okay.
But I believe he's done it.
Oh, okay. No, because when he said that, I couldn't tell if he was joking or not, honestly. I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, I think...
What's going on?
I have two.
Oh, you shouldn't have done that.
I stood up and I had a mic in my hand, so now I
can't see. Yes, Joel just stood up.
Oh, I get it now. Ooh, yeah. That went right past me.
Yep. It's been a day, Nick. You got to get yourself focused.
I know.
Back in the zone.
You can tell he's on two coffees.
Dude.
I'm on my second coffee, too. That meeting just makes you drink more and more coffee. Well, that little pre-show meeting.
That meeting was going to make me drink. I was a little nervous.
Well, at least you're on time.
You know what? You didn't have to really...
I also lobbied to get him to stop. I lobbied to the higher ups.
What?
To get you to stop talking about your lawn care.
Yes, you did.
But they didn't really take my side.
They didn't take any side.
I said, boss, Todd.
Get this guy to shut up. Better, so now we're in trouble.
You know, it's what the people want. You guys would. You would hang yourself, Nick, if you saw how many lawn care tweets I get when you're not around.
Yeah.
It's what the people want.
Okay? Yeah, how many lawn care questions did you get in Wichita? Zero, not one.
They all
not
want
nobody.
You to do your own podcast on it.
Oh, speaking of, I had this idea for my podcast. Tell me what you guys think. Now, I don't know if I'm... So, initially, I wanted to do the whole thing like this, but now I'm thinking it might just be a segment in the podcast. But I wanted to do a podcast about people that have their 15 minutes of fame. So just, and I was looking at
Can
calling
it. Can you find it. Enough?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All
Sugar
these
Ray?
Viral. Yeah. Well, no. Like, remember the lady that there was the fire and she was like, I was like, oh, Lord Jesus, yeah, it's yeah. a fire.
Yep.
15 minutes of fame. She went viral. She's gone. What happened to her? What's going on? So, like, go back, get, do 3 15-minute segments. The first 15-minute segment is, what was your life like before you went viral? Then talk about going viral. And then what have you been doing since then, now that you fell off and no one knows or no one remembers you?
Could you get William hung?
See, that would be a perfect example of a
or
guy.
The lady that said, ain't nobody got time for that.
Exactly.
Interview her.
Or what's the one where the guy was like, hide your wife, hide your kids. Because they're raping everybody out here.
I know you're talking about, yeah, but I don't know his name.
Getting him. He was on Tosh .0, though. He was, yeah. But I think that would be, then I thought, man, that might be, I don't know if I want to do that like the whole
Our
time.
Our Little League coach?
Oh, there you go.
Yep.
See? So I might do that, or it might just end up being a segment on my podcast, 15 minutes of fame segment, and I find somebody in the interview. So I don't know. But that was the latest idea.
Crap, it's a way back Wednesday and I forgot.
Oh,
I didn't.
You got your list in already, didn't you?
3 different ones when we kept changing topics.
What's our topic for the day? Tell the people.
So our topic for the day, because Nick so valiantly suggested that Freddie Mercury's birthday is it today or tomorrow?
It's today.
It's today. The lead singer of the group Queen, who's no longer with us, but it would have been his birthday. So he initially had thought we should do songs to pay homage to Freddie Mercury, and I suggested, well, why don't we just do songs about royalty, because I'm not sure we could come up with 24 songs about all Queen songs that were like mainstream known songs. So Barry went with that, and we just decided kings, queens, royalty, dukes, whatever, songs or artists that have to do with royalty. So I just put together my list just to crap all over you guys quickly and go from there.
Now, I haven't done my list yet. I know.
Wait, what?
Shocker. You guys are super surprised that I haven't done my list yet, because I needed a clarifying question. Can I do Beyonce? Like single
Queen
ladies?
Queen Bee. No.
Can I do the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin?
Yes.
The King of Pop, Michael Jackson?
Absolutely.
So I can do Queen Bee.
Elvis Beyonce. Presley would be in that category,
yeah,
as well.
I thought about that
Elvis
as well.
Presley.
See, we didn't clarify okay. that, but if you guys agree to that, then I'll just take my chances with my list.
I mean, you've got a good list. There's no need
to... Yeah, I was
to...
just going to say, you have a pretty good list.
Yeah, so, I mean, I can do, you know, King T and Kings of Leon and all that, but I'm just saying, can we, you know, do something a little different?
Whatever you guys want to do.
So you're good with that?
Yeah.
Okay. This is his first one.
Which is...
Dancing Queen by ABBA.
I skipped the Run DMC
Why?
One on purpose.
Yeah, that was not number one on
no,
my list.
No, honestly, because I couldn't find a clean one, honestly.
I wish you would have put it on producer cam so people could have saw you dancing.
I wasn't dancing.
You head
talk about me being an interior designer. Boy, yeah. You...
Hi, my name is Serge.
Yeah. You really
Would
had
you
that
like
working.
A producer with a lemon twist?
I'm just going to say, you were pretty sassy with the head just then. Pretty sassy with the head bob.
I hate it when you use that word
you
to describe
sassy.
Me. Do not describe me as being sassy
puss,
ever again.
Puss, you were pretty
ever
sassy.
Ever again.
Nothing beats a sassy puss, Nick. See. Just letting you know.
Where?
So mad right now.
I swear. I should have.
And you were going to start on me with my clothes
you
and the lawn.
Set it
yeah.
up.
And I want you to know.
That's what that cutout should
this.
Be.
You did
That's
this.
That's what
to
the cutout
yourself.
Should be. Abercrombie t-shirt pushing a lawn next to a bobcat.
Why all Abercrombie? Right. Why did we go right off Forever
yeah.
21?
Yeah, Puss, tell us
oh, yeah.
why.
How much did Puss? How much did you buy from Forever 21?
Nothing.
Lying ass.
I didn't get anything. You know why?
Why?
He came home with a wish list that
there
said,
was no
Nora,
men's
you
department.
Go buy it.
I hate that I had to tell you that. There was no men's department at that Forever 21.
Not enough dudes coming in the store buying
yeah.
anything.
Oh, imagine in Wichita, Kansas, there's not enough dudes buying Forever 21 clothes. There's not enough dudes that can fit in Forever 21 in Wichita,
say,
Kansas.
There's only dudes that haven't been through
Have
puberty
you seen?
Left that can
My
get there.
My God.
Dudes are big over there?
Oh,
like Milwaukee?
They're corn-fed
oh,
Kansas.
Milwaukee, it's women, but yeah, the
yeah.
same. Both.
Yeah.
Milwaukee's yeah. only women? Why is it only women? Well,
the only way
you know...
I had
that cannibal dude there for a while.
They both...
Jeffrey Dahmer, I told you. Yeah. He was by Marquette University.
I was going to say, the women in Milwaukee and the men in Wichita are very similar.
Yeah.
In size, hairy chest, all those things.
Yep. No question about it. Don't discount the nipples.
The only way you can tell the difference, Adam's apples. That's it. Otherwise, you'd have no idea.
And you want to talk about no fashion sense? Go to the airport in Milwaukee. Either coming or going, they're still living comfortably in the 70s.
They're still wearing JNCOs.
Jordache.
Plaid goes with everything, including stripes. It's fantastic. Yeah.
Nice.
It's absolutely fantastic. All right, we're just getting started. HRP listener line open but starting to fill up. 713-780-3776. Call, text. Hit us on Twitter where it's at Barry is funny, at the producer Nick, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. It's the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5. Right now, I do want to tell you about my good friends at Gallery Furniture. You know Mattress Mack. Everybody does. You don't even have to be in Houston anymore to know who he is and what he does in this community. He's definitely bought into and staying a key member of the Houston community, and he does that with his furniture stores, too. He wants you to think Mattress Mack and think that's where I go for anything and everything I need for my house in terms of furniture, and it's because he has quality furniture, all solid wood, all American made, at great prices. And he delivers, not just the same day, but he delivers on everything he says he's going to deliver on in his commercials. That means that you're going to get brands like Stickley, or in the bedroom section, you're going to get Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster. It doesn't matter. You're going to get quality brand names, furniture that's going to last, and everything that they say they're going to do. That means that their finance department's going to work with you on the best payment options. You buy, you get it within 3 to 4 hours. No back order slips. See something on the floor you'd like, it's going to be at your house within 3 to 4 hours. It's not going to be where you have to wait weeks on end before it comes back in from a factory in North Carolina. And the fact of the matter is, over everything else, what Max says is what he's going to do in terms of making sure you're happy with your furniture, that you're going to come back to him time and time again. And that starts with and ends with the bottom line. And that means Gallery really will save you money.
ESPN 97.5. I'm the king of rock. There is none higher. Fire MCs should call me sire. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hello! More of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Way Back Wednesday, pre-2008. Songs and artists that involve royalty that can be princes, that can be kings, queens, dukes.
Dukes of Earl.
Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, just a good... I could do that, huh?
Yeah. Was that Waylon Jennings?
Was it Waylon? Or was it... I think you're right. I think it was Waylon Jennings. Okay. Man, look at you.
Nick, you familiar with that? Probably not.
I'm Googling all these songs right now.
Have you ever seen an episode of The Dukes of Hazzard?
Oh, yeah. I love that show. Okay. That show was great.
Okay.
Oh,
did you like the show or just Catherine Bach Daisy, in the Daisy
That's her
Dukes?
Name?
Catherine Bach.
Yeah. What does she look like now?
I would bet not good. But let back me Google in the day, that.
Boy, she started the Dukes, right? The Daisy Dukes.
Well, they had what's her name?
Jessica Simpson
play Daisy Duke in the remake.
I didn't like the remake.
Didn't like the remake because she doesn't have enough ass to play Daisy Duke.
That and what's his name? The Stifler guy. He didn't
do it.
What's
for
his
you?
Name? He's a good. He's funny. What's his name? The guy who played Stifler.
Yeah, it's like. Three word name, isn't it? Like Peter something something or something like that.
Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Close.
Sean William Scott is
he? Oh, God. Bless it.
Catherine Bach.
Man. You ever seen The Mask?
Oh, not the movie? Now. Seriously? Oh, Lord. Yeah.
Who's that?
She probably tried to do the inexpensive Botox. Look. It just blew up.
She ordered her Botox on Amazon
you
Prime.
You can show a movie
2-day delivery.
On her forehead now.
That's man, no, Daisy Duke, bless her heart, not the same. Speaking of that, did you see the whole thing? You had posted on the rundown. We never got to it, but the Cosby actor.
Wait, did we put something on the rundown?
Jeffrey or Jeff? Something.
My bad. I didn't know. I figured if I'd have brought it up, you would have said it. So
follow your own rule.
You're right. Okay. From this point forward, we're not going to bring up the rundown anymore. Okay. Yes, what's his name? Jeffrey
something.
Yeah. But he played Calvin.
On
The Cosby Show. He was Lisa's...
Alvin, wasn't it?
Was it
Jeffrey
Alvin?
Owens is his real name.
Yeah, Jeffrey
and
Owens.
And he played...
He was Lisa Bonet's husband, right? Yes. Or no. It was the other daughter, the oldest, right?
The doctor, right?
Yeah. But whose daughter? Because there was an older daughter, right?
Let me find out right now.
What's her name was the oldest?
Lisa Bonet. Was he married to her?
I believe
so. Oh, hell, I don't remember now.
I believe
Anyways,
so.
Anyways, the...
Because, well, but a different world.
Don't catch me lying.
There you go.
The whole thing was that somebody saw that he was working at a Trader Joe's. And tweeted Fox about News. It, making fun of him. And Fox News ran with it and continued to make fun of this cat. And basically shaming him. If you shame someone that has a job and is just minding their own business and taking care of their family and doing their own, at least not being some lazy bum or, you know what I mean? Like, he's got a job.
Yeah, his rationale behind it was, look, everybody thinks there's some jobs that are better than others, and it's not true. Some may pay better. Some may have, I guess, better benefits. But at the same time, a job's a job. And he also went on to say that there's a lot of people who would love to have had his acting career, that he actually had a really good acting career.
And he's been producing and teaching and things like that. But he said that he also said part of the reason why he took the job with Trader Joe's is job flexibility, so he could still go on interviews and do things he needed to do. But it also was helping him with a little extra income. But boys.
And let me tell you what, the money that he made would probably shock a lot of people. At
because
how
of
little it is. How little
Someone
it is.
Someone said of all the royalties from the Cosby Show, his was cut off. A lot of them was cut off because they were secondary actors that at some point they weren't.
Oh, so before the scandal, you're saying?
No, but he wasn't getting. Well, maybe that's that plays into it as well because now people don't want to.
No,
run
the scandal
of the
has
Cosby
cut them
Show.
All off. They don't think that any of them are
so
making it.
I guess that factors in as well. But this goes back to our conversation yesterday with Nike and Kaepernick as well. And I don't want to get back into that because we've already covered that.
Oh, let's do it.
But here's the thing. Do you know what happened by all this? The fact that Fox News put it out there to shame him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's
but what, no news is good news. And the next thing you know, Tyler Perry steps up and goes, you know what? We're starting to film again. I'm going to need you.
Yep.
And he's going to end up getting more work. Good for him.
I pulled up his net worth. Care to take a guess?
I'll say, I really have no idea.
Just take a guess.
10 mil.
I'll say five.
300,000.
Wow.
Really?
Jeffrey Owens' net worth, $300,000. A lot of people think that, I know people that have done stuff, like done TV shows or whatever, and the residuals that some of them get is not much. Like, you hear comics on XM Satellite driving around, they're getting checks for dollars.
I can see him, because he how many times was he in the show? Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, he was kind of a come and go.
But back then, even, it didn't pay what you would think it would. You know, like I don't think, unless you were Cosby or Felicia Rashad or, you know, Theo or some of those roles, you weren't getting a lot of money. You might get a couple grand an episode that you were in. And if you were only in four episodes for a season, you ain't making that much money.
Yeah.
So,
royalty checks can be surprisingly small.
Yeah.
For sure.
So I felt bad that they shame this dude for no reason because he's working.
I think it's good for him, though.
This Fox News. I don't care what you people are going to text me when I say this.
Yep.
But Fox News and the people that support Fox News are the same ones that are always critical
about
the workforce.
You're labeling.
They're very critical about the workforce.
Yeah, they label
get
themselves.
A job. Get
they
a
label
job.
Themselves,
Everybody's lazy. Americans don't work. Right? I mean, that's the platform that Fox News and the right wing and Republicans run on, right? So this dude's out there working and you're going to shame him? Stop being hypocritical. It's the same people like this cat that posted about Kaepernick. I saw this post where this dude was like, just so we're clear, these factory workers are making 20 cents an hour.
I saw that.
Working 70 to 80 hours a week. My guess is he posted that from the iPhone that was made in the factory next door. So stop being hypocritical. Yeah.
I wasn't going to like that, but I did think that was an interesting tweet.
Two great moves by Jeffrey, by the way. He was on Good Morning America. He wore his name tag from Trader Joe's.
That's outstanding.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And the other thing he said was, I mean, obviously, you guys, whatever you've seen out there, that was all Photoshopped. And there was a lot of touch-ups done because I definitely don't look like that because he came out with this T-shirt that looked like he was smuggled into it.
He looks like an average dude, man.
Yeah, but he had man boobs
that.
And
he's
a
just
big
a guy.
Gun. Yeah.
Yeah. Kelvin, we see you. He wants to talk Cosby Show. We're going to get to you right after the break. I promise. Right out of the break, we will go to your call.
There you go. So we got that and a whole lot more on the agenda. If you want to join the show, 713-780-3776. You can be like Kelvin. You can be on that HRNP listener line. You can also text that line where we've got plenty of text rolling in. And, of course, hit us up on Twitter. Back with more. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This
is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
The man is the musical genius. Stevie Wonder, the musical genius.
No
doubt.
I got
all of his albums. Music on My Mind, Falling from the Music Aquarium. Never mind, I got them all. We're back on The Usual Suspects, Barry, Nick, and Joel, on a Way Back Wednesday. Pre-2008 songs involving royalty, title, artist kind of thing. Before we get to any more texts, social media, or interactions with you, the suspects, we have a
including
call
several
we need to get
lawn
to
care texts.
You teased it. I got it. Yeah. Stick to your hose. All right, Kelvin, you're on. What's up,
guys? What's going on?
What's up, Kelvin?
It's all good. This the liquor delivery guy I called last month. I'm the one that did the Triangle Energy.
Nice.
It's good. It's good. My bill is real low. Thank you, guys. But
there you go.
On the Cosby thing, Jeffrey Owens, his character name was Elvin. And he married the oldest daughter named Sandra, who was a Princeton graduate. She wanted to be the lawyer.
I recall it not being Lisa Bonet. It was the older.
Lisa
Bonet married the naval officer.
Yes. That's right.
That adopted his child.
There you go.
But they also had the spinoff, A Different World, because of it.
But big ups to Jeffrey Owens. I mean, hey, he's doing what a man's supposed to do. Trying to do everything he can for his family. At least he's not doing drugs or trying to rob somebody.
Exactly. And that's why, why judge him, right? Like, he's just trying to be a productive citizen.
Exactly.
But everybody wants to judge him.
And big ups to Tyler Perry for stepping. And I'm sure other TV and movie people are going to step in also.
Yeah, let's hope. Let's hope, man. Anything else, Kelvin?
Appreciate,
Anything else?
Oh, no, that's good. Appreciate you guys. I'm out here delivering liquor.
Keep it going, man. We appreciate you, bud. Thank you.
Liquor in the front, poker
no,
in the rear.
No, don't.
What did Calvin say? At least he's not out there trying to drug somebody?
Yeah, or something like that.
Something like that, right?
Exactly.
You're talking about the Cosby Show? All right. I thought that was pretty brutal, but again, we talk about how you market yourself. It's going to turn out great for him. If Tyler Perry calls, you're going to be in good shape. You're going to be all right.
Yeah, I would agree. All right, let's get to some texts before we start talking some, Astros baseball?
Oh, we talk sports?
What?
Okay.
What's a sport?
Tennis. I stayed up late watching it.
Tennis?
I will say this. I got hooked into that match last night with Nadal, and I finally, it turned into a five-setter. And
really?
Yep.
No crickets. No, you're going to play crickets when I talk.
I went back
Thank
too
you.
Late. Yeah, way to be. Wait, yeah, your timing is impeccable. I went back and forth because I was watching the A's-Yankees game. And by the way, on that note, don't go on social media asking, is a certain game on TV? We all have a guide.
We all have the
And
Googles.
We have the sports mix. Check those out before you go and ask minions to do your work for you.
Yep.
Just saying. So I was going back and forth between A's Yankees, because obviously that had implications on the Astros. And then I thought, at first I thought ESPN had that game, and it just ends up being the Nadal tennis match that ends up being a 5-set tiebreaker. And I'm like, okay, at midnight, I'm out. I can't do anymore.
Grass or clay court?
It's the U.S. Open, Barry. It's grass. Clay court. I'm sorry. It's hard court.
Oh, it's a hard court.
Hard court. Mm.
If it was grass, then we could talk about fertilizing that grass, and I would
Here
care
we
more
go,
about
Nick.
It. Otherwise, I don't. You could sit down and watch tennis?
It was athletic. There was a lot of points where guys were making phenomenal saves and stuff.
Oh, now you're throwing out phenomenal in tennis?
I'm like, I didn't want to watch it, but I'm like, man, these dudes, I don't know how you can play 5 sets of tennis on that level and not just fall over.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, I don't know.
So, yeah, I'm a man of the people.
You are.
I watch
you
all
are.
Sports.
I'm sure Charlie's driving around loving you talking about tennis.
He just likes the shorts.
Well, he's a big tennis guy. He loves tennis.
I'm not sure he's a big anything.
Oh, you know what? You ain't nice. Let's do some text. First text of the day at 1:01 p.m., best show in Houston. And that is all the text I'm reading. We're stopping right there. We're not going to read
when
another.
When you've reached that mountaintop, don't We're go not... any higher. You can't.
It's all downhill from best show in Houston, so I'm not reading any. Well, I might read this one. OU Mike said, he'd pay us $5 to Sharpie mustaches on the Blitz's cutout.
Yeah. You got to pay me a lot more than that.
Why?
Because $5 ain't nothing.
You don't have to pay me. Just give me a Sharpie.
All right, I'll bring it around.
I got
one in the break. I'll give it to you.
Barry, non-sports question, comedy question, thoughts on SNL. Don't see potential big stars anymore. It's been a while since someone has sat through SNL. I'll be honest with you. I haven't watched SNL in years.
I'm surprised they're still on.
Lisa
probably
records
the Chris Farley days, maybe?
Lisa records it, and we'll catch, like, if we hear someone was on there or some monologue was good or whatever, we'll go back and look at it. But other than that,
I've not watched it in years, and you're right. It used to pump out, you know, comedy legends, and it's just not the case anymore.
And even after comedy legends, still people that played significant roles, the Hangover and, you know, all the different actors that came out of it, but you don't see that anymore.
Biggest one I can think of right now that's hot is Pete Davidson. He's got some heat behind his career.
He does,
but
yeah.
That's it.
He's got some hype, and he did it really young. He's one of the youngest people to ever do it.
Yep. Otherwise, I'm just
not
a fan.
That's just because he's a tripod and he's got Ariana Grande.
That's also,
Eight jokes about weed.
Fat Nick needs a Trump wall for his cutout.
God. Dylan?
No, it wasn't signed, but someone said that if
then it wasn't L.U. Dylan.
No. How about a 97.5 Last Supper style mural? That's from Mitch. I love that idea.
That's pretty funny.
I love that idea. You could start on this side, just wrap it around. Last Supper had David Gow in the middle. Although, I don't know. They may feel that's like... flies in the face of the spirit of it.
Tyler would have to grow the beard back.
Yeah, he would. This is a really good text. Are you ready, Nick?
I am.
Okay. Will organic fertilizer keep the clovers away during the winter? Why did you beep me? Will organic... No.
I like that.
The answer's no. Yeah, suck it. That was too fast for you.
No. I got a quick one.
It won't keep it away. I'm sorry. Barry, does dog pee hurt the grass?
No. It does. Grass back there, it looks terrible.
Oh, look who's an expert all of a sudden.
Yes. If you see the backyard of my house, it looks bad.
It will hurt
all your grass.
Grass
is yellow, isn't it?
There's like spots. Yeah. I really didn't think
it'll kill it. It'll kill your grass.
So I've been actually having to walk my dog, and I really don't want to do that.
It discolors it first, then it kills it.
Would you like me to share with you how to get it back?
Nope.
Okay, good, because I wasn't going to. Your grass would be the last grass on earth that I saved or gave advice to help save.
You know how you save it, Nick? Look, feed it.
Look, I'm not getting a letter from anybody about my backyard grass. I'm just satisfying the front.
Handle your business.
By the way, got my water bill.
It was $2,576.
$724.
That's what you get for living out there on a 1 acre.
$724.
People don't pay that in electricity.
Are you sure that wasn't your credit card bill from Forever 21?
Yeah.
I mean, $721 for water?
$724 was my water bill for the month of August.
Sell that damn house. Forget that.
Even on the farm, you can lead a horse to water, but tell him to stop drinking so damn much. Holy moly.
Yeah, it's bad. It was bad. That's still not the most expensive I've ever had.
If you're used to those type of bills, when the bill actually gets to your house, you're like scared of opening it.
Yeah.
Like you don't want to look at it.
My last month's bill, you want to venture a guess?
From the way you're talking, it sounds more $850.
$98.
How?
I went from $98 to $724 because I was like, oh, my grass looks like it's dying. I better water this for several days in a row. Yeah.
By the way, my man Palillo's listening. Uh-oh. I love him. Uh-oh. And people should know that.
No.
I mean, it's all fun and games because we've known each other a long time, but I love Charlie.
I don't know.
Been friends for a long time.
Why did you get a text?
He texted me, and he goes, I love you, too. See, it's just like that.
I don't think he texted you, I love you, too. I think there was more to that text.
Would you like to bet me?
Was there more to the text?
That was it.
He just said, I love you, too?
That was it. Yep. Okay. Would you like to bet me?
No, I don't.
Okay. I think he was being sarcastic. Did he use the sarcasm font?
Sarcasm font. What? Get out of here with that nonsense.
What?
The sarcasm font? Did Michael Carroll write that for you?
Your phone doesn't have the sarcasm font?
I don't know what the hell that is. No.
He's like, damn it, I got to trade in my phone. I want to see Joe at the AT&T store. Like,
no, I didn't buy into that.
I need, does this phone have the sarcasm font on it? They're like, sir, no, it doesn't.
But it's got the FU emoji. I can tell you that. I got that one queued up, ready to go.
Oh my goodness! Did you happen to stay up and watch your Los Astros?
Yep.
Did you happen to watch the final Hard Knocks?
Did I watch it, or did you watch it?
I watched it.
I sent you the text to see if you watched it.
I know. That doesn't mean you did.
Damn right it does. I'm not going to not watch it and go, hey, did you watch it?
I don't know.
Who cares? Did you watch it or not?
Exactly.
Did you?
No.
Oh, my God.
I did.
Answer the question.
I already did.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to discuss that. I have thoughts.
Not. No way.
Yeah, I have thoughts. What do you want to talk first around the other, on the other side of the break? Astros or Hard Knocks?
Let's do some Astros, and then we'll get Hard Knocks in hour number two.
Let's do that.
Did Freddie Mercury have terrible teeth?
No, he just had... They were an overhang. You could hide under a rainstorm.
He had...
He looked like he had some bad teeth looking at this video.
He had huge overbite. Buck teeth.
And they were an overbite.
Yeah.
Which is bad teeth.
They weren't a buck. They were like $4. They were lots of bucks teeth.
Like, you know when you're walking down the street and you look for the awning you can hide under when it's raining? Well, you just hide under his teeth.
Same there difference. You go. There you
All right,
go.
We'll be back with a whole lot more. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, a break and a trip to the Red Box has got us all.
Yeah. AJ coming good. In AJ with the plug.
AJ just came through with a whole bunch.
Yeah. Got DVDs. The plug right here.
Taylor's going to be hooked up.
Yeah. He brought lots of videos for Taylor to watch. He had some other videos, which I grabbed two of that I've not seen, which I know might surprise you a little bit. By the way, great song selection right here. Let's go. 42. Great I haven't seen
movie.
That yet.
Fantastic
I've heard
movie.
It's fantastic, but yep. I haven't seen it yet, surprisingly.
Look and at then, me, having seen something you haven't
yeah,
seen.
Yeah, and then Hercules. I don't know.
Hercules. Oh, that's a different one.
Yeah, that's not it. I really only grabbed this because there's a couple hot chicks on the front. That's the only reason. I thought maybe this might be... It's Hercules.
The way Fabio reeled him in for romance novels?
Well, it's The Rock in here. But there's, a couple of hot chicks on the front that might make this worth watching. I have no idea. I need to
Are
look it up on
Rock. Moves your meter?
No, the hot chicks on the front, dude, Joel. Nice try.
Okay.
I'll look up on Rotten Tomatoes what Hercules got. If it's below 6, I'm not watching this.
Okay.
So we'll look it up. Astros.
Astros, right off the bat. You know what? It's crazy, but the way this team scores runs, it's normally either like, right off the start, and then they don't get anything the rest of the game. Or late game heroics, last three innings, they come from behind. Where do you get that consistency like you had a year ago where they were getting double-digit runs and just every inning, crooked numbers?
Right.
But last night again, right off the jump, and it helped Verlander because that was a shocking stat to me. In his 30-some starts as an Astro, he had never gotten 4 runs or more in the first inning.
Really?
Yeah, that was the first time last night. So they put a 4 spot up in the first,
mm-hmm.
and he made it last. He struggled a little bit with the home plate umpire, but fought his way through. The bullpen settling in nicely. Good to see Presley really start to get back to where he was, ironically, pitching against his old team.
Right.
But he pitched well. Bregman, 3 doubles for the guy that's definitely going to be a top 5 MVP finish. in the American League.
You're going to make him come in here.
Yeah. Yuli with a 2-run bomb. The funny thing, the other thing that was funny to me was the other day, Todd Callis said, Yuli Gurriel a year ago had 18 home runs. There's no way he gets there this year. We all know that. And I'm like, he could still get hot. And then lo and behold, back-to-back games, he hits bombs. So I think he's at 11 now. I think there's a chance. He doesn't hit a lot of them, but I think he could get there.
To what?
18. Obviously, he's got to go on a little bit of a run. But
he's going to have to heat up, and I think a lot of it will depend on the race down the stretch. If it's still close, he's going to play more. He has a better chance. If they put some distance between them and the A's and they're comfortably in a lead, he may sit. Some other guys may sit, get a little rest before the playoffs start, so he may not have that chance. I think a lot of it will come down to the race itself. last night, as I was, I watched most of the game. I started to fall asleep. Davinsky's still struggling, which is an issue.
And again, he has seen very limited.
Yep. But Osuna,
opportunities in the big league. But
Osuna's so far in his last 10 games, 4 saves, 2 holds, a win, and a loss. He's pitched really well.
Yeah.
And he looks like the guy that they went out and got. We talked about the one loss to the A's and how that stung a little bit for him to give up that loss and eat that loss. But overall, that's 2 saves in a row now and 2 outings.
And the most important thing was they won and the A's lost.
Yeah.
I flipped over. I don't know if you watched any of it, but I flipped over and the Yankees only had 2 hits and were losing 1-0. Loaded the bases with nobody out and got 1 run out of the whole deal.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, God. But then it's so hard to root for the Yankees. But the Yankees do what the Yankees do, and they get to, of all people.
Voit.
Well, Voit gets to Familia.
Yeah.
And it's like, uh-oh, boom, Yankees. And Gary Sanchez, who's hitting 181, starts hitting laser beams. And I'm like, hey, I'll take it. A's lose. Astros win. That's a big night right there in the American.
Yeah, what
League.
Is it now? 3.5?
Yeah, 4 in the loss column.
Okay, there you go.
So that's great.
Yep, that is good news. Who's going tonight? Is it Cole tonight?
Nope. It's your guy, Farmer.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What is that? 4 now? 4 in a row now for the Astros?
Yeah, 4 in a row.
Yeah. Yep,
looking to, this is the last game of the homestand. Nice to finish the homestand. They have a chance to finish the homestand with either 6 or 7 wins, I think. So that's better than what they've been doing at home. And then it sets off a day off on Thursday. And then they head to Fenway for the big 3-game series against the Red Sox.
That is going to be must-watch baseball. I'm not going to want to miss any of that.
I'm sorry, but Barry, I'm not going to be able to watch Sunday night baseball on ESPN. But I hear you. I'll check tabs on it.
What's happening Sunday night?
Well, why don't you ask that on social media and find out when the Packer-Bear game is.
Oh, Lord, help me, please.
Sunday Night Football. I'll be dialed in. Sorry. I'll check on the Astros.
Oh, boy. You're going to miss the greatest series in the history of baseball for that.
I'm not going to miss the World Series or the American League
Championship. Packers-Bears.
Instead, I'm going to watch the greatest series in the history of sports.
Oh, yeah?
The greatest rivalry.
Oh, I'm going to need you to slow down.
Oh, come on. What do you think that is? Astros Mariners?
Yeah, totally.
Astros Braves?
Totally.
Okay.
Did you, we talked a little Hard Knocks. Are you sad it's over?
I am.
Me too.
I've been very enjoying... much sad it's over. And then the other thing that bothers me too is that in most cases, you can say this with almost every sitcom, and I don't know, maybe there's a few, but even the greats, the finale, when you see it now, it never lives up to what you want it to live up to.
Right.
You know?
The cuts that came out, we kind of already knew what the cuts were because they had already happened over the weekend.
But I didn't follow. I thought I was looking at who the Browns had cut initially, I didn't see those guys' names. So I'm thinking, the one that I did see was Carl Nassib. I had seen that he had gotten cut, picked up by the Bucks.
Yep.
But the other guys, I'm like, at least one of these guys makes it. And you know that the Robach, the 4-string quarterback, ain't making it.
Oh, his chick, his fiance?
Boy, she's... I was trying to figure out if that was all
is it
about
Goff? The Allie Goff.
Yeah, it is Goff. Mm-hmm. But I was trying to figure out, was she just playing up the attention in the camera, or does she really feel that way about him? Because he's pretty much brain dead. he is.
Yeah,
they're slow, and then there's the 4-string quarterback.
Yeah, he's certainly not acing any IQ tests anytime
soon. I think Todd Haley, who rips everybody, just felt bad for him because on everything he did, he just kept going back, my bad, my bad. Kept hitting himself in the shoulder, my bad, that's on me. I mean, what do you say to that? It's so easy to just go, yeah, it was.
He's You're the one right. who's like, is there protein in the butterflies? There's a lot of protein in butterflies, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Not the sharpest tool in the shed.
No, but his chick is hot, and she was super supportive, and I am sad to see it go. I thought it was interesting that Hugh Jackson, the first couple of cuts was, hey, you represented yourself well. You really represented yourself well. All right, we're going to miss you. Bro hug, you're out.
Yep.
Next person. Hey, listen, you represented yourself really well. You just represented well. Give me that bro hug and you're out. And it was like, okay, is this how most of them go? Is it just, well, you can't think of anything nice to say?
From season to season, other guys had a more, they were more engaged in the passionate of, hey, I've been like connected to you, or I've had you on my roster before, whatever it is. But they had different for everyone. But Hugh was like, he's coming from down the hall. Yeah. So, you know, he's not waiting for him with anything planned. So you're right. He was just like, man, you know what? You can play in this league. And believe me, you know, if there's anything I can do for you at any time, call me. But at the same time, you got to get the hell up out of here because we got to go and I got more things to do.
I felt bad for Orchard.
I did too. I thought he made it after the big play he made.
And I knew he was going to get cut. I just felt bad. Yeah, I just felt bad.
But they said it was coming down to one or the other. It was either Orchard or Nassib.
But then they went out and I forget the kid's name that they picked up.
You can already guess who I felt bad for. Kajus. I thought Kajus made it. Because he's been playing better. He's been blocking better.
He's way too positive. He's that guy that no matter what is going wrong, he's like, hey, it's okay. You know what? As long as you're above ground, everything is cool. It's like, bro, no. I need you to be a little sad. Like,
I thought The Rocks was a bit much.
The Rocks. Oh, yeah.
Everything was about rubbing the rocks.
The gems.
Todd Haley going, just imagine someone's throwing your rocks or you don't have your rocks.
My favorite part, though, was his dad thought he made it. I was like, oh, super awkward moment because he's like, Dad, so guess what? He's like, yeah. He goes, no, Dad, no. No. He's like, yeah, that's my boy. No,
you know,
Dad,
how bad it is that I was thinking he was going to have that heart attack right there on the screen.
He goes, Dad, they cut me. He's like, ha. You ever watch someone lose the smile on their face?
Yeah.
It's that awkward where it just slowly disappears. Yep. Oh, that was pretty entertaining for me. I'm not going to lie. I was like, ugh, that's awkward.
It's like watching the slow motion puppy video going, he's going to live. And I go, boom. Yeah. And a truck comes by and you're like, yeah. Oh, wow. I didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
So, all right. Little Hard Knocks for you. Little Astros baseball. That's all in hour number one. We're going to continue in hour number two. If something on your mind you want to get off your chest, 713-780-3776. HRP listener line. Call, text. Hit us on Twitter. Hour number two right around the corner. It's The Usual Suspects. ESPN 97.5.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.